Arnett James has posted. They're listening to us in Perth, Australia again tonight. They want to say, go Lucas Snow, go Texans. Granddad Phil Nelson is in the stands. And they're all wishing they were here. We wish you were here too. Shout out to Down Under. Here is the keeper. It's Threadgill. He's got a nice little run up the middle. I think he picked up the first down. He's down near the five-yard line, Jared.
Yeah, good run right there again. Good fake. And just takes it. And the runs that he's had up the middle, he's done a good job of really kind of being patient once he sees the hole just going all out for it. It's a big gain right here in the red zone. Texas need a stop right here from the six-yard line.
First down and goal now for the Battling Billies. You know it's four-down territory now. Threadgill has the handoff. He's going to give it to Diedrich. Breaks a tackle at the five and is pulled down by Ben Garza rather violently at about the four-yard line.
Yeah, that was an abrupt stop.
Yes, they're going to put it at the three, actually. It was quite abrupt, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was almost immediate.
When Ben Garza clamps down on you, you're done usually. If you're running back, that's all. You won't go further normally. He's another one of those Wimberley kids. He's not a big guy at all, but Mercy's tougher than that proverbial $2 steak. Second down and goal now. Threadgill rolls left. Looking. He's got his man in the end zone. Did he get his feet in? Nope. Incomplete. Cleland was about 4 yards deep in the end zone. Near the sideline. Colby Crowder trying, he kind of helped the official on that too. He helped him signal incomplete there.
Yeah, as the defensive back, everything's incomplete.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, no way he got his foot down.
Yeah, absolutely yeah. Not. But no, good play by Colby. Really got him in right there next to him. It ended up making a pretty good catch. And he
really did. He's a good receiver.
I believe if he'd have called him inbounds, I don't think he'd have gotten too much of an argument.
So third down and goal now. Big play. Here is Flannery in the game, and he fakes the handoff and runs up the middle. No gain, however, and it'll be fourth down now in goal. This has a chance to be a really good goal line stand here for the Texans. They had first and goal at the six. Now it's fourth and goal at the four. Flannery is in at quarterback. Loft to his right in the backfield. How big is this? Wimberley fans on their feet, sorting their defense. Flannery back to throw, going to throw it into the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown. Touchdown complete to Sean Majors, 4 yards. And we still have a ball game here tonight, Jared.
Yeah, they're immediately going to, looks like they're going to step it up and go for two. I mean, they're out there and got kind of a not real sure what this lineup is. It looks like a rugby style lineup on the left right here. Maybe they throw it over here to number two.
Well, that's what they did the first time in this lineup. This time they're going to roll right and throw it over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete and it will fail. 10:07 left to play in the ball game. Our score: Wimberley 24, Fredericksburg 12. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network. I got to write this down.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit WimberleyView.com or call 512-858-4163.
There is life remaining in the Fredericksburg Billies after all, as Dalen Nebgen gets ready to kick off for Fredericksburg. 24-12 our score, Wimberley over the Battling Billies. Again, 10:07 remaining. Texans will get the ball now, and Doug Warren needs a long, time-consuming drive here, and they do the onside kick. Did it go 10 yards? Fredericksburg recovered it. Well, let's see. No indication from the officials. I think that that's going to be...
Well, it looks like...
I think it went 10 yards, don't you, Jared, or what?
Looks like by the spot right here it didn't go 10 yards.
Yeah, the linesman on this side of the field is... Looks like he's trying to mark it at the 49-yard line. You're right about that. I will say, I think that Fredericksburg fooled the Texans on that one. I don't think Wimberly looked prepared, and they're going to give it to Fredericksburg on the onside kick, Jared, right at the 50-yard line. First and 10. Texans are not happy about this. Doug Warren is out there really working these officials. I don't think he thought the thing went 10 yards at all.
No, I have to agree with him. I don't think that there was a chance that that ball went 10 yards. I mean, just looking at where it's marked, it's barely touching the 50, and that's for them to say they caught it, fell right immediately where it was with no forward momentum would be a pretty tough play.
With a half inch to spare, yeah. Here's Flannery now. He's going to throw it left side to Cleland, who caught it at the 45. Crowder is able to wrestle him down, but they're going to call it incomplete. Second down and 10.
Yeah, I think at that point right there, we got Coach Warren and then also Coach Dane Saucier out there just kind of letting them know, hey, how is that even possible?
What is the deal? Yeah.
Recover that onside kick.
Well, nevertheless, there's nothing they can do about it now, so the concentration has to go to playing defense here. Second down and 10. Flannery back to throw. Rushed. Tucks it under and is going to take it himself. He runs into Ben Garza, but Flannery's a big old kid, and he's able to drag the pile forward for a couple of yards to the Wimberly 48-yard line. Third down and 8 now. Big, big play here, Jared. Four down territory, obviously, for Fredericksburg with 9.5 minutes left.
Yeah, for sure, especially at sitting in midfield as well. It's something that they've got to... They got to start putting points on the board. They got to start putting points on the board quick.
Here's Flannery back to throw. Looking right, throwing right. Caught right sideline to the Wimberly 45, and he's got a first down. First down. That looks like Cleland again with a catch over on the far sideline. Well-designed play for a first down down to the Wimberly 39. Keep an eye on that clock. 9:08 remaining. I'm trying to remember. I think that Wimberly called an earlier timeout in the third quarter. You know what? I think that was in the first half. I think both teams have all their timeouts.
That Wimberly did call one earlier when they were down in the red zone.
In the third quarter, okay. Here is the pass, and it's knocked down as Flannery was trying to hit his receiver quickly on the far sideline, but it was knocked down. And that'll set up second down and 10 now.
And this defense from Wimberly has been so big throughout the time. I mean, this is another one of those times where it seems like every time they come into a pinch, every time they get into a little bit of a challenge, they really step up. So, 39-yard line right here, up 24-12, 8 minutes, 45 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Big chance right here for Wimberly to put a stand in.
Ben Garza now showing blitz, and here he comes. And it's going to be Cockerham, though, that gets the running back on the pitch left for a loss of 3.
And Dax Dietrich, your boy right there, just ran into Moss Carruthers on the right-hand side, defensive end. And Moss hung out on that outside, pushed him back in, and here comes Jake Cockerham in to clean it up. And we know that how good Jake cleans up the mess whenever it comes into him.
No doubt about it. Third down and 14 now. 8:20 left to play, and the clock is running. Fredericksburg with all three of its timeouts remaining. Texans nursing a 24-12 lead. Fredericksburg with a touchdown here in the fourth quarter to cut into that lead. Here's Flannery, and he overshot his receiver on this near sideline. He was trying to hit Majors again. Incomplete, though. So fourth down and 14, and they're going to punt the ball away now.
Their defense has been playing well. So, I mean, that Coach Moffitt's probably got a little bit of an idea right here, thinking, okay, we're going to pin them deep, really try to push them back and try to – kind of play the field position game.
Riggs Threadgill will be standing at his own 45. Again, he's a quarterback for Fredericksburg, so keep that in mind. Crowder is deep for Wimberly. High snap, but Threadgill gets it. Fake, though, and he's going to go long. A pass play inside to the 10. Caught. Touchdown. Are you kidding me? 42 yards, but flag on the play. I'm thinking this might be against Wimberly, though. Jared, for interference, there was contact.
Yeah, it looked like Samuel Valadez got his head in there. Really ended up getting a lick on him. If he sticks his hands up, he probably blocks it.
Caleb Wilkins. Nope, it's an illegal man downfield. How do you like that? Wipe out the touchdown for Fredericksburg. And this homecoming crowd, they kind of had the breath taken out of them when Wilkins caught that 42-yard apparent touchdown. Instead, Fredericksburg now will have to punt the ball again. They're not going to fake this one, Jared.
I believe the element of surprise is gone.
It's gone. How do you like that?
Although they've run the same play twice in a row several times and been successful at it.
They certainly have. Here's the snap high again. Threadgill catches it, though, and gets it away. It's going to bounce at about the 15. It takes a Fredericksburg roll inside the 5, turns left and out of bounds at the 3-yard line. So Wimberly will get it at the 3. I'm looking at the far sideline, and those Fredericksburg coaches are just in shock. They thought they pulled one over on Wimberly, and then they were penalized on that play. And goodness, Fredericksburg would have been right back in the game had they had that one stood.
Yeah, that's a tough play whenever you've really dialed it up right. Your quarterback makes a good throw, or your quarterback slash punter, I guess, in that sense, makes a good throw. Overall, an excellent catch downfield over Valadez. I mean, Valadez had pretty good coverage on him, but, just didn't get his hands up. But, if you're Fredericksburg, that's a deflator for sure.
Wimberly now has Davin Masur standing in his end zone. He fakes the handoff. He's just going to run it out now. Gets it out to the 8-yard line. That's a pickup of 5, second down and 5.
And that's exactly what you need when you're down there on the 2-3-yard line. You need to give yourself that little bit of room. Sack doesn't necessarily give you a safety. In a game like this that's tight, you don't want to any sort of momentum changes. You've got it right now. And, Davin just powers forward, gets about 3 or 4 yards.
Davin, of course, in this offense is known more as the running quarterback as opposed to JoJo Weeks. Both are pretty good at both things, though. They're pretty multi-talented. Masur now looking right, and now he's going to be in trouble, and he goes down at the 3, takes a sack for a loss of 5, and it'll be 3rd down and 10. Doug Warren kind of holding his breath now. 6:45 left to play. Texans leading it 24-12, but facing a 3rd and 10.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what I just said came true.
Right. It's your fault.
We're going back to the foreshadowing.
That's exactly right. So, twice you've used the word foreshadowing.
In one game, believe it or not. That's impressive. I'm proud of myself.
Boy, you're right about that, though. That's dangerous. Weeks now is standing 2 yards deep in his end zone. Takes the snap. Looks right. Throws right. He's got a man. Oh, he had Wyatt Mann wide open, but the defensive back, Tyler Burns, pat him on the back, because that would have been a touchdown if he hadn't knocked it away. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one that JoJo's going to go back and look and think, should have put a little loft under that one.
Yep.
Let Wyatt run right underneath it. But good play by the defensive back, exactly what you just said. So puts Wyatt Mann way back deep at 9 yards deep in the end zone. He's been punting great all night long, so hopefully he doesn't try to overkick this one. Looks like Fredericksburg's got 2 guys back thinking, we're not going to let this one roll.
Good snap. And Wyatt Mann, oh, he shanked it. Shanked it, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to call this the 15-yard line. And I tell you what, Wimberly got a break that they spotted at the 15-yard line. I mean, that thing turned directly right off his foot, didn't it?
Yeah, we got a pretty good view of that one sitting up here up at the kind of the perch. And I would have said about the 7 or 8, probably.
That's kind of what I thought. And Wyatt Mann, I don't know if you noticed this, Jerry, he punted it. And he just turned his back to the ball. He was like, holy cow, did I really just kick that ball about 5 yards?
Yeah, that's frustration. Ugh. And, it's part of football, though. I mean, he just got through running a streak pattern down the side, and,
He's trying to get it off. You don't want to get it blocked.
That's right.
So
see if his defense can help him out right here.
15-yard line. Fredericksburg gives it to Loth up the middle. He steps off 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5. So Texans are trying to hold on here now. 24-12 as the clock rolls inside of 6 seconds, 6 minutes and counting. We've got an injury on the field, so let's take a timeout. 5:57 remaining. Our score, Wimberley 24 and Fredericksburg 12. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcast comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley. Serving lunch and dinner every day, with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Texans leading it 24-12. Fredericksburg has it at the Wimberley 10-yard line. Trying to make this a one-score game here. Texans led at halftime and led, in fact, after the third quarter, 24-6. And now they're in kind of a dogfight here late. Turn and the give up the middle to Loth. He's pushing forward, trying to get enough yardage for the first down. I think he's going to be about a yard short. He's close, though. Let's see where they're going to mark it. They're going to mark this at the 7. So it'll be third down and 2. Really more like 1.5. So big play here for Fredericksburg. Obviously 4 down territory here, though, as the clock is at 5:15 remaining. Threadgill turns, fakes the handoff, rolls right, throws it right side, threw it behind his receiver, though, and incomplete. So another fourth down coming up for Fredericksburg.
Yeah, good play by Davin Masur right there, closing on the receiver. And, receiver ends up dropping the ball, but even if he catches it, I think he's either got no gain or loss of one. Good execution right there by Davin and good closing in.
See if there was a marker thrown on that far sideline. No, they had an injured player there helping off.